square, well-furnished and ventilated single rooms from $1 to $2 per week, 20 to 25 cents per night. The house and furniture are new, cleanliness and order preserved. Four, see and judge.
To let, to single gentlemen, a well-furnished room or room and bedroom in a private family. Gas and bath in the house. References exchanged. Inquire at number 59 East 12th Street, a few doors from Broadway.
Home and its virtues are the great conservative influence to which especially our country is to look for its security against anarchical disorder. Nowhere, as in the United States, is political stability so essentially dependent upon social morals. And since these find their best form in domestic life, it behooves us to cultivate home and its virtues, not only for the happiness of the individual, but for the security of the state. There is, however, a social practice so common amongst us that it may almost be called an American institution, the tendency of which we cannot but think is destructive of the good influences of home, and therefore opposes to the best interests of our people. We allude to the hotel and boarding house life.
In 1857, we were a people on the moon.
As of December 16th, 182,802 people had immigrated from Europe into the port of New York in 1857. But even those already in this country were moving.
The term emigrant was also used to describe those traveling overland in covered wagons to the Western Territories and California.
To help us deal with this constant migration, boarding houses became very popular.
Here was the perfect setting for a people on the move, both physically and socially. For in many ways, the boarding house was the quintessential democratic institution.
The boarding house was one place where people of various religions, social classes, nationalities, occupations, and personalities could all reside and have breakfast together.
A gentleman and his wife, or two gentlemen, can find board in a private family living in the 4th District by addressing with name and address G.P., Box R71 Post Office, references exchanged.
A few handsomely furnished and well-ventilated rooms suitable for families and single gentlemen can be had by applying soon at the corner of Canal and Dauphin Street opposite Christ Church. The table well supplied with all the market affords.
Good morning, Mr. Jones. Fine day, sir. I've taken the liberty of bringing a receipt for the quarter's rent.
Rent? Oh, due last week. You're quick on quarter day, Mr. Brown. By the way, do you know that none of the doors in this house will shut?
New house, you know, sir. Must have time to settle.
And so must I, Mr. Brown. Good morning.
Boarding is the tyranny of the few over the many. It is the ceaseless and subtle persecution of men by women. When a woman has lost health and youth and honesty, when her heart has ossified and her blood dried up, she has then reached the proper condition for being a boarding house keeper.
I don't care so much about bugs,
said Mr. Wormley to the head of the genteel private boarding house in which he dwells.
But the fact is, ma'am, I ain't got the blood to spare. You see that yourself.
One of our citizens was thus accosted by the landlord.
As everything is on the rise, I find it my duty to raise the rent.
Sir, I feel grateful, for times are so odd that it's really impossible for me to raise it myself.
Madam,
said old Bonjan to his boarding house keeper,
in primitive countries, beef is often the legal tender. But madam, all the laws of Christendom couldn't make this beef tender.
Anything would be better than the publicity and indolence of boarding house life, which it is feared is productive of serious injury to the morals and manners of our people, and especially some of the women.
Mr. Thomas Butler Gunn has lately attempted, with creditable success, to fill a void in our descriptive literature by writing A Physiology of New York Boarding Houses. The topic is ample, the audiences equally so. The boarding house is one of the most striking institutions of this metropolitan city, and everybody has, or will have an interest in their physiology.
As a general rule, a young man arriving in New York to seek his fortune, as most of our leading men have done, goes through a course of boarding houses. His first experience is in a cheap house, probably kept by a lady of German or Down East nativity. Meals in such a house are funeral ceremonies. The staple food is tough steak sawed into fragments by the landlady. This is eaten in solemn silence, in mourning for the meal. A boarder who speaks save to biddy is instantly frowned upon by the southern gent in the shipping line, stared at by the western gent in the pork business, and emphatically put down by severe glances from the lady whose husband is in California, the girls who are cousins of the landlady, and the poor boarder who is known as having lived 16 years in the house and who looks like it.
Perhaps the most famous resident of a boarding house was Oliver Wendell Holmes, whose The Autocrat at the Breakfast Table quickly became the talk of the nation when it first appeared in the Atlantic Monthly.
The first issue of the Atlantic Monthly was in November of 1857.